This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a... What the hell day is today, anyway? Art, throw me a bone here. What is it? It's Tuesday. Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. I obviously am not Karen Cataline. I am your heavily caffeinated host, Keith Hansen. Great to be with you, broadcasting live from the turret overlooking downtown Nashua. We're in Nashua, New Hampshire, and this program obviously going out across the country, so appreciate the opportunity to fill in for Karen. We've got a great show coming up for you today. We're going to be talking to Michael Friedson, and if you followed my media for any length of time, you are familiar with Michael, his voice, and if you listen to townhall.com news, you're familiar with at least the last name Friedson. His wife, Felice Friedson, is actually the head of the media line out of Jerusalem. I got to tell you, we talk about fake news in this country. People question, where do I get good information? Where can I get solid information? Where can I get information that is not pushing an agenda one way or another? When it comes to the Middle East, I have a number of friends who are in analyst positions with State Department, Defense Department, and a couple of other agencies, one of whom was just extracted from the Kabul embassy last week. We're going to get into that here in a second. But when you look at what media sources these guys trust, one of the sources is the media line, because it's unbiased, absolutely unbiased. It is not owned by American corporate media sources. They are seeking the truth, and they are providing information to people that has been vetted and is not pushing an agenda one way or another. Here's the information. You make up your own mind, and whatever comes of that comes of that. That's how, by the way, real journalism should be. It should not be opinion journalism. Now, I have no problem telling you what I do is opinion journalism. I am giving you my opinion, albeit a very well thought out opinion, a very well researched opinion. I'm not just getting behind a microphone and spouting off. Oh, that's the name of the show. I guess so. We are kind of spouting off. But what we're doing is presenting you with information that has been researched, that has been vetted, and then we're taking the conservative, responsible, patriotic American approach to this. We're not just going off on emotional tangents. That, kids, is why progressive liberal talk radio doesn't work. Never has worked, never will work. Because nobody wants to sit there and listen to opinions that aren't backed by anything, not backed by fact, not backed by vettable research. That's what we do. Oh, and by the way, if you want to challenge anything that I say, that's the other nice thing about talk radio. You can directly challenge the position of the host. 603-816-1590 is the call-in number if you'd like to be a part of today's program. Again, 603-816-1590. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to welcome Michael Friedson to the program. Michael is the editor of The Media Line. You can check out their website at themedialine.org. That's themedialine.org. And if you're interested in what's going on in the Middle East from an unbiased perspective, you are more than welcome to send an email to Michael, editor@themedialine.org, and request inclusion onto the mailing list for the Daily Blast. That's a series of briefs that contain today's Middle East top stories. If you want to get that in your inbox, no obligation, no cost, editor@themedialine.org. You can connect with Michael. Just tell them that you heard about it here on Karen Cataline's program, that I told you about that. They're more than happy to get you onto the mailing list, and you get that in your inbox. The Media Line, one of the trusted sources. Al Jazeera, actually, is another very, very trusted source. And the, I'm trying to think of what the other one is. There's a British publication. It's one of the something.co.uk websites. But again, people who are in those analyst positions overseas to keep tabs on what's going on locally, believe it or not, they rely on those sources, Al Jazeera and the Media Line included. So we're going to get into what's happening over there in Afghanistan. A headline that came out yesterday from Newsweek, not Newsmax, but Newsweek. This, I got to tell you, was a stomach churner, not going to lie. Stop blaming Biden for Afghanistan. He's cleaning up Trump's mess. We're going to get into that here in just a second. Before we do that, Michael's going to be coming up here in about 9 minutes. I do want to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, you may have heard that Pfizer was approved. This is what's been coming out now. Pfizer, the Food and Drug Administration, has approved the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. You've heard about this, right? Okay. The media is lying to you. I'm going to say that again. The media is lying to you because the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine has not been approved by the FDA. Well, Keith, how can you say that? You're going off into conspiracy theory land. Where's your tinfoil helmet? Well, I base that on the actual memo from the Food and Drug Administration, dated August 23rd, 2021. That was sent to Pfizer. Attention, Alyssa Harkins in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. All the Food and Drug Administration did was extend the emergency use authorization. That's it. If you want a copy of this memo, I'm more than happy to send it to you. KeithOnTheAir@gmail.com. That's KeithOnTheAir@gmail.com. I will send you a PDF copy of this. You can read it. Again, not conspiracy theory, not tinfoil helmet conjecture and speculation, from the Food and Drug Administration's own words. The memo, in essence, states, and I'm going to read from a part of this, on August 23rd, 2021, that's the date of the memo, by the way, having concluded that revising this emergency use authorization is appropriate to protect the public health or safety under section blah, 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 is reissuing the August 12th, 2021 letter of authorization in its entirety, with revisions incorporated to clarify that the emergency use authorization will remain in place for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for the previously authorized indication and to authorize use of Comirnaty, that is the brand name of the COVID-19 vaccine, under this emergency use authorization for certain uses that are not included in the approved BLA. This isn't an approval. Because you have to remember that in order for a drug to be approved, there are a series of trials that that pharmaceutical agent must undergo. There are safety studies. There are efficacy studies. Oh, by the way, when do those studies come out? May of 2023. That's when they're due. May of 2023. So the safety studies. What does this crap do to you when you put it in your body? Nobody knows. How effective is this? Well, clearly it's not effective because we see report after report after report on a daily basis of people that have received this crap, and what happens? Oh, they test positive. Well, a vaccine, that's not supposed to happen. The whole idea of a vaccine is to protect you. So you put this garbage into your body. By the way, nobody can tell you what's in it. And you still get sick. Oh, and you still have to wear a mask. Oh, and now the Biden administration comes out. This one, kids, this one is dangerous. The Biden administration comes out and now says it's encouraging private businesses to mandate this. I thank God that, by and large, I'm self-employed. Virtually everything that I do, I'm self-employed. There are some companies that I work for as a contractor. But the majority of what I do, the vast majority of my income, comes from my own initiatives, my own efforts, and I call the shots. Certainly in the firearms training aspect, that's literal. I am calling the shots. One thing I will never do, ever, is put that crap in my body. And what's going to happen, I think, is this. And again, I do not advocate for violence. Never have, never will. I don't think it's the answer. But I think it would be intellectually dishonest to not acknowledge one aspect that I think is going to become an unintended consequence of putting forth mandates like this. If you followed my media for any length of time, especially when we were doing the Daily Review program right here on WSMN, I think it was September or October of last year, I played for you an audio clip of Dave Chappelle. I'm assuming that's probably Michael Friedson calling in on Skype. So that's good. Okay. So we're going to get to Michael Friedson here in just a second. The Dave Chappelle segment came from one of his stand-up routines that was really less a comedic presentation and more of a philosophical, how do I want to say this? Philosophical musings. And he told a story where at 16 years of age, he tried to expose a three-card Monte dealer on the streets of, I believe it was, New York. And when somebody went up to put their money on the table and play this three-card Monte game, Dave, at 16, warned this person, "No, don't do it. It's a scam. They're all in on it." And the person who was running the three-card Monte game at that point literally jacked a young Dave Chappelle up by his lapels and pressed him up against a wall, and FCC regulations prevent me from saying what was actually said, so I'll candy coat it for you. "Little brother, don't ever come between a man and his meal." And he wasn't talking about food. He was talking about the means by which a man puts food on his table and the means by which a man provides for his family. And we've talked many times about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the lowest level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, security and food, security and shelter, breathing, water, sex, excretion, homeostasis, all of this. These are basic needs. Your basic needs, shelter and food. And if you are the breadwinner in your family, well, that's your responsibility. You provide for your family. If through no fault of your own, your ability to provide for your family is taken away from you over something as random and arbitrary as a coronavirus vaccine, your willingness or lack thereof to have this substance put in your body, and as a result of exercising your right to choose, you are terminated from your job, that presents a dangerous situation. For those of you who are in human resources or in management level positions within a company, you know one of the most dangerous situations that you can be in is the termination of an employee. Because terminating that employee takes away their ability to provide for their family. Now, I've said this before. If it's my wrongdoing, if I screw up, if I do something wrong, if I fail to follow policy, and I am subjected to consequences as a result of my failure to act, my omission or commission of an act, then I have whatever is coming to me, coming to me. That's it. And I will accept it. I might not be happy about it. I'm probably going to be more pissed off about my actions that led to the consequences. I'm less likely to be pissed off about the consequences unless the punishment doesn't meet the crime. But the foregoing notwithstanding, the point being is that I will take responsibility for my actions, and I have no problem with that. But if through my right to choose, my right to make my own decision, I am terminated, I'm going to be pretty pissed off. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably going to be looking for some vengeance. Now, I, being a stable mind, relatively intelligent person, I'm not going to go and lash out at people using violence. But there are people out there who see no other option. And I think this is going to become a widespread reality. People are going to start lashing out violently if their security is taken away simply because they want the power to choose. And the next time somebody asks you, "Hey, do you have a, you know, if you walk into a restaurant, have you been vaccinated?" I'm sorry. I'd like to see the vaccine cards. I want to know that whoever's serving my food is not HIV positive. I want to know whoever's serving my food has had a vaccine against hepatitis. Show me their vaccine cards. Well, we can't do that. That would be a violation of HIPAA. Duh! Are you kidding me? So how is it any different? Suddenly now, HIPAA can be sidestepped because a segment of our population is in a blind panic over a head cold? This is absolute insanity. Back in the 60s, Rosa Parks had a bus driver who asked her to move to the back of the bus. Rosa Parks remained in her seat. She looked up at the bus driver and simply said no. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you do it. No. Do you have the vaccine? No, and I'm not going to get it, and it's none of your business. Wear a mask? No, I'm not going to do it. Your children are required to wear masks in school. No, we are not going to comply. No, no, no. Start standing up for your rights. And we have to stop glorifying weakness. All right, Art, how much time before we take a commercial break? All right, let's do this. Let's get the commercial break out of the way. When we come back, Michael Friedson, editor of The Media Line, he is live in Jerusalem. He is standing by on the WSMN phone line. We're going to get to him. We're going to talk about the status on the situation in Afghanistan. Is this being blown out of proportion, or is this really one of the worst things to happen to this country and certainly a huge black eye on the Biden administration? Much more spouting off with Karen Cataline, with me, Keith Hansen, guest hosting for Caroline, when this comes back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.